Alejandro Murguia, reading from Poetry and Solidarity in the Mission District. One morning in 1974, just before New Year's Eve, Roberto came to my house. "We have to meet," he said. He had urgent news from Nicaragua. An FSLN commando had taken over the house of Chema Castillo in Managua and had captured a slew of Somoza's lackeys. They wanted to exchange them for Frente prisoners, $5 million, and passage out of the country. The Frente had issued a communique in Managua. Our task was to translate it, print it, and distribute it here in San Francisco. I went to work immediately on the translation while Roberto organized the march. That Saturday morning, with 1,000 copies of the communique printed under the banner of La Gaceta Sandinista, we met with several dozen people at the 24th Street BART station. Casimiro Sotelo and Roberto Vargas spoke at the rally. Then we all marched down Mission Street. There were maybe 30 of us at that march. We carried these beautiful black and red posters of Sandino, silkscreened by La Raza Graphics, and we waved them at passing traffic and stood outside El Tico Nica bar, exchanging insults with Somoza sympathizers. This was the first rally ever held for Nicaragua in the Mission District or the United States. The meetings of La Gaceta took place at a storefront on 22nd and Bartlett, and the first members were Walter Ferretti, Raul Venerio, Ligia S., Haroldo Solano, and Berman Zuniga, and Casimiro Sotelo. All of them would later play an important role in the overthrow of Somoza.
Alejandro Murguia lives in San Pancho, in the mythical land of Califas Aztlán. He is the author of Spare Poems, the short story collection This War Called Love, American Book Award winner, and the nonfiction The Medicine of Memory.